We're in Daf Test, starting the new Perek, the Perek called Harini Nazir. So the Mishnah begins on the top of Tess Amud Aleph. It says, you see that? So the Mishnah begins saying, Harini Nazir min ha-grogros. The person says, I'm a Nazir, I'm refraining from having any grogros, which are dried figs, or min ha-dvela, which is a fig cakes. They used to take these figs and then step on them and create these mashed cakes, solid condensed cakes. So what's halacha if a person says that? So seemingly I would think you're not a nazir because figs have nothing to do with grapes. But yet nonetheless, beishami omrim nazir person, beishami paskins, a person is a nazir if he says such a statement. What's the basis of this? So if you look at the to the mefarish on the top, he says Harini Nazir min hagrogros beishame omrim Nazir. But why? Figs have nothing to do with grapes. Dechemin de amar Harini Nazir. Stop. Chal al haNaziras. Once you say that sentence, it's Naziras. V'chihadar v'amar. When he goes on to continue and say amar min hagrogros min hadvela, he tries to qualify his statement. Lo amar klum. It's too late. You can't. Once you say Harini Nazir, it's chal. There's no changing your mind. However, the Mishnah tells us that's only according to Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel Omrim, ain Nazir, he is not a Nazir, because we do view the entire statement as one, and he qualifies a statement, I'm a Nazir, with respect to figs. That's meaningless. There's no Nazir from figs, and therefore he's not a Nazir at all. Comes along Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kishamur Beis Shammai, he qualifies Beis Shammai's statement. Even when Beis Shammai says he's a Nazir, Lo Amru Ela Ba'omer Hare Hain Alai Karbon. Only if he says that statement, it is on me like a carbon. So what's going on here? So if you look at the Tosos on the side now, Tosos says, Dibur Maschil Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kishamu Beishamai Lo Amru El Baomer Harelai Karbon, Rabbi Yehuda Palig Atare de Maslis and Aliba de Beishamai. There's a machloke. Sometimes Rabbi Yehuda comes along to explain, and sometimes Rabbi Yehuda comes along to argue. He's arguing here on the Tanakama's understanding of the Beishamai. And he says, Vakamar Dilo Havi Nazir, Ledin Naziros, Kevin Dilo Nether, Me Asher Yotim Megafin Yayayayim. He's not a Nazir. Since he did not refrain, he did not say Nazir from something that comes from grapes, he said something from figs. What he says is, Rabbi Yehuda says, he's not a, Beis Shammai doesn't think he's a Nazir. What he is he took upon himself a nether not to have any figs or fig cakes. That's all he is, but not a Nazir at all. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. He's not a Nazir according to Beis Shammai, he's simply those grogos and dvelas, asotim like a carbon, like a regular nether. Next Tosas seems interesting, but doesn't seem the following statement in Tosas, but doesn't seem to go along with what Tosas said initially. So that is a girsa change. Tosas continues to say in this very same Dibra Masach of Vim Tomar, V'ha ihu Nazir Kamar? But didn't he say Nazir? V'eich he had Nazir. Now the girsa should be Eich he had Nadir. What Rabbi Yehuda says is when Beis Shammai says I'm a Nazir from Grogos, he means he's a Nether. He's taking a Nether, but he didn't say Nether. He said Nazir. So how does that work? V'yeshlomar din nazir lashon hafrasha. Lashon nazir means to separate. It's a type of word. That means it's synonymous almost to nether. V'ilu amar harini parish mina grogos, as if he's saying I'm separating myself from grogos. Okay. Mar now says harini nazir min hagrogos min hadvela beishame omrim nazir. So that's a quotation from our Mishnah. V'amai, how are you such a nazir? It doesn't make any sense. The Torah says, Hashem says, you have to separate from wine and not from figs. How in the world is he a Nazir? So Beis Shammai Savri Le Kirabi Meir. Beis Shammai's opinion is based on a Shitas Rabbi Meir, which is what? Damar Ein Adam Moti Dvar Levatala. Person doesn't say words unnecessarily, meaning any word he says has meaning. So since he said Harini Nazir, period, that was meaningful and he's a Nazir. The words he says later on, Mina Grogos Mina Dvela, that's already superfluous and has no impact on his initial statement. The Tosafot just points out that this is a machlokus elsewhere in the Gemara in Erchin about whether a person is willing to say motzi dvarim levatala or not. Meir says a person does not say dvarim levatala. The question becomes, wait a second. So now his first statement is not levatala, he's a nazir, but what about his second half of the statement? The words mina grogos, mina dvela, those are dvarim levatala. So I'm not sure how to square that, but either way, his initial statement, at least the first few words a person says, is not levatala, and therefore he's a nazir. That's all according to Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel Savrilei, what's Machlokes Beis Hillel? He thinks you're not a Nazir in such a case, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Damar, Bigmar Dvar V'Adam Nitfas. Person is always goes by the end of a statement. We have to look at a person's entire sentence. So since he said, even though he said Harini Nazir, we have to look at the entirety. And since he qualified the Gemar Dvarav, we are Nitfas, we have to hold on to, we have to acknowledge the end word, which was Minagrogos Medvela, and therefore he's not a Nazir. Okay, the Gemara now says, it's a long tosis, we're not going to go through this long tosis, but the Gemara says now, V'hai neder u pischo ima. So, this is a neder, and the Pesach is with it. This is, I guess this is part of the continuation of Beis Hillel's statement. Right, so since he made a statement, he said, I'm a Nazir, but then he said, a grogos, the Pesach, the exit strategy is there, and he built into a statement that he didn't mean to meet a real Nazir, he meant to be a Nazir from grogos, which is nothing. Now, Gemara says, wait a second, that's all according to Beis Hillel, but that same svar could work for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai nami neder pischei mahu. So why don't you say the same thing that Beis Shammai holds? Now, this maybe this Girsa shouldn't be here. But the Gemara says, okay, maybe according to Beis Shammai, say the same thing. He made a statement about being a Nazir, and then he added on, minagrogos minadvela. So why don't you use those end words as being a Pesachimo? So the Gemara says, Ella must be, therefore, that Beis Shammai Savrila Kerebi Meir Damar Ein Adam Mosi Dvar Levatala. Person doesn't say words unnecessarily. The Chayvin Damar Harini Nazir, pause, Havi Le Nazir, and then Kikamar Minagrogos Minadvela Le Shulehu Dekasi. So what's going on is, we don't view this as a full run-on sentence. Rather, Harini Nazir is a period. And at the end of sentence there, he's a Nazir. When he later on adds in Minagrogos Minadvela, his attempt to build in a Pesach there. That doesn't work anymore. It's too late. Your Nazir is already Chal. That's not considered a Pesach Imo. There might be other examples where you could have a Ned there where there's a built-in exit strategy, but here it's not an exit strategy. He was trying to create his own exit strategy, and therefore it doesn't work. And the Gemara says further, Beis Shammai L'tamayu, Beis Shammai hold, they're going along their general Shita, which is what? Damri Ein Sheila B'Hekdesh. There's no shayla behekdesh. A person's makdish something, makdish a table, a house, some property. You can't be shola. Once it's chal, there's no shayla. Shayla doesn't work anymore. And chayven ain shayla behekdesh, ain shayla benazirs. And once you say there's no shayla behekdesh, I'm not sure the jump here, why we're equating hekdesh and nazir, we'll look in a second. So to therefore, there's no shayla by nazir. So when the guy says harin nazir, period, and then he says, oh, could I say minagrogos minadvela, which is his attempt of a she'ela schacham, he's trying to undo the Nazirs, that attempt doesn't work? Because Beis Shammai says a she'ela doesn't work by Nazirs, because it doesn't hold by Hekdesh, therefore it also doesn't work by Nazirs. Why not? What's the connection of Hekdesh to Nazirs? So if you look at the Tosos in the bottom here, look at the Tosos first, Les Shulei Kaasi. Now that the Gemara is explaining, when according to Beis Shammai you said minagrogos minadvela, he was trying to ask a she'ela schacham to undo the Nazirs. Those point out, Lav Dafka Lishule, he's not really asking to undo the nether, the Naziris. Da lo ba l'shela. He's not asking anyone's question. It was a statement. There's no chacham around that he was asking a shela to, so it's not really a shela. Ela mischarid v'chozer bo kodem shabal lishol l'chacham al nidro mach mascharata. He has regret. He feels bad and guilty, and he knows he's not going to hold up to the standards of the Naziris. So you see, he adds that in as an attempt to use as a shela later on to the chacham. Just like in general, a person asks a shayla out of regret, he asks a chacham. Then the next chosah says, Ein shaylas nazira. So we said, Beis Shammai holds, there's no shayla by hektish. A person's makdish something, you want to go to chacham, say, I feel bad, I was makdish my table, could you undo it? It doesn't work according to Beis Shammai. It's chal, it's forever chal, until you're podeh. So too, there's no hektish by naziris. You can't ask a shaylas chacham to undo the naziris. What's the connection of hektish to naziris? The Tosos explains, Dibur Maschel, Ein Sheila, Le Naziris, De Naziris, Ke Hekdesh, they're actually very similar, these two halachas. Dechsev, Kadosh, Hiha, Gadol Pera, the Pasuk in Parshas Naso, which describes Naziris as Kodesh, tells that Naziris is a form of Hekdesh, it's similar to Hekdesh. So just like we know in general, Beis Shammai doesn't hold of a Sheila by Hekdesh, so to hear, Beis Shammai doesn't hold of a Sheila by Naziris as well. Gemara now says, in the bottom of Tesman Aleph, Beis Hillel Savri Rabbi Shimon, and Beis Hillel argues he holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanan Rabbi Shimon Potesh Lo Hisnadiv Kederach Hamisnadvim. He holds that a person's potter because he did not take a nedava, like most people would take. What exactly is this doing here? Meaning what? What's the context of this Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Pesachim, and I remember this. So a person says, the Mishnah Menachos actually, says a person says, Harei alai mincha min asorim. I want to bring a mincha from barley. It doesn't work because the minchas nedava, a person wants to bring a mincha as a nedava, it only comes from mechita, the pesukim tell. You can't bring one from saora. So when he says a statement, it's a meaningless statement. So the question machlokes tanaim is, so if he says a statement, we assume he really meant chita, he just said the wrong word, so therefore he's obligated to bring a mincha from chitim, or no? It's a nedava betalus, and he's exempt from paying everything. So the Rabbi Shimon holds that you're patur lagamrei because you didn't take a nedava the way most people take nedavim. So too here, the person says Ahreini Nazir, and then it concludes with the word saying minat grogro, so minat devela. We don't say that he's a Nazirus and later on is he really Nazirus. Rather, we say we look at the entire statement, and since he didn't take a Nazirus like normal people take, and therefore it's not a good Nazirus. Just like by the Mincha, I say Hareini Mincha, so why don't we stop the sentence there? Say I have to bring a Mincha. And then later he qualifies Minasorim, why not throw out the words Minasorim? No, because Rabbi Shimon says you have to view the entire statement as a whole. And since he qualified min asorim, there's no such thing as a mincha from asorim, minchas nedar from asorim. So we throw out the entire nedava. Here too, also, we look at the entire statement, nezirus min agrogos. Well, that's not nezirus, so therefore we throw out the entire statement, and that's how Beis Hillel holds. Okay. So again, the number of factors, just to review, because it is a little confusing, the number of factors when a person makes a statement, this comes up many times in Nazir, in Nedarim, in Erechim, when a person makes a statement of some type of Hekdesh or some type of Kabbalah, we have to grapple with the different opinions of, is a person Motzi Dvar Levatala? Do we acknowledge the fact that sometimes people say words that are Levatala and then have no meaning, and we could ignore them? Or no, whenever a person says something, we have to take it into account. That's one factor we have to weigh in. Number two is, you have to take into the fact is, if a person is nitvas begmar dvarav, when we look at an entire sentence, we have to also look at the end. We have to read the entire sentence till the sentence is over and use the end of words as qualifying the first statement. Or no, do we view sentences as, we could break them up as fragments and view them independently? That's another machlokes to take into account. And the other thing is, this concept of Rabbi Shimon is, do you have this concept of a nedava shlo hisnadiv kederach hamisnadin? That's another consideration in terms of exempting people from the nedarim. So a number of different factors, it's a bit confusing, but keep them in mind. So the Gemara now in Testament Bay tells us that Masnisin, our Mishnah, and the lo ki tana, is not like the following Tana, which says, who says, Desanya Rabbi Nasan Omer, Rabbi Nasan holds that Beishami Omrim Nadur v'Nazir, Ubeishil omrim nadur v'ein nazir. So what's the context of this brisa? A person says, I'm a nazir from minagrogos, that same case, it's talking about that case. So according to Rabbi Nassim's understanding, Beis Shammai says, he is, if he qualifies a statement by saying minagrogos minadvela, so his statement turns into a nether. It's a nether from those items. If he just says Hareini Nazir, he doesn't qualify a statement, then he's a Nazir. And Beis Hillel says, if you qualify the statement, I agree that the nether will be Chal on the Grogos, but there will not be a Nazirus. So Nazirus cannot be Chal in such a case. I don't get why Quarter Beis Hillel is not a Nazirus here. Let's see if there's a Tosfos here, or Mefarish. So again, the statement he said was Hareini Nazir minat grogros minat dvela. That's what he said. So then we ask him, what did you mean? If he said he meant a nether from those items, so then he's a nether from those items only. If he said I wanted to be, if he didn't explain anything, then we make him a nazir. According to Beis Hillel, if he explains he wanted to just create an Isser on these objects of Grogos and Devela, so then it's a nether in the Grogos and Devela. If he didn't explain anything, then the statement independently is worthless. He's not a Nazir. So that's how Rabbi Nassim understands it. That does not align with our Mishnah at all. Because our Mishnah doesn't even discuss the possibility of being Mefarish statements at all. And therefore it does not align with our Mishnah. And the Gemara says, no, not true. For first, the Gemara says, Sabri Lei, Rabbi Meir. Sorry, Beis Hillel, Sabri Lei, Rabbi Meir. And this is a new statement now. Yeah, I think that was just an independent statement. Now the Gemara wants to explain further the machlokas based shami based hilal, according to Rabbi Nassan. So let's understand this. So according to Rabbi Nassan, based shami savri le kuri meir, who holds ain other moti dvar levatala. And therefore, when you say the statement that you're a nazir, you're considered a nazir if you don't explain what you wanted to do. Uk Rabbi Yehuda, he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who held what? Yehuda held Rabbi Yehuda go. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda back in the Mishnah, who said that it turns into a neder. If you qualify mina devela, mina grogos, mina devela, your statement ends up being a neder, not a nazir. So he also holds that it could turn into a neder if you explain what you meant. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Beis Hillel, Savile Krabiosi, where Adam Nitvas Gmar Dvar of Adam Nitvas. Person goes back according to his words at the end. And therefore, since at the end of the statement, he said, "Arini nazir mina grogos mina devela," we view that as one entire statement that qualifies as nazirus, and therefore it's a neder, not a nazirus, because he's only talking about grogos, and that's how we view this statement. Okay, so that does not line up with our Mishnah, because again, our Mishnah had a machlokas Tanakhama versus Rabbi Yehuda. Here, Rabbi Nassan holds of both the Tanakhama's opinion and also Rabbi Yehuda. He links them together. Then the Gemara says, "V'lishna achrina." There's another version of this statement, this whole discussion that Amri le Rabbi Nassan Omer beishame Omer nidor venu nazir. He says the other way around that such a statement mina grogos mina devela makes a person to a nazir. We don't acknowledge those end of words, but he can never be. No, I'm sorry, other way around. We do acknowledge those words of mina grogos mina devela, and therefore the individual is a neder, but ain't no nazir. He can't be a nazir. And Beis Hillel argues on both fronts, Omer Melo, neither of the Nazir, it's not nothing, it's meaningless. Why? Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Huda, like the Rabbi Huda of the end of the Mishnah, that it can't make a Nazirus there when the guy qualifies it with Mina Grogos Mina Devela, it's therefore another. And Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds Lo Hisnadiv Kim Hisnadvin, he didn't take a normal Nadava. You can't fuse together Nazirus and Grogos, those don't make sense, and therefore, since he didn't make a typical Nadava, nothing's Chal. Okay, Gemara now says, Tanan, Hasam, quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah appears in Menachos as well. Ha'omer, harei alai mincha, lahavi min ha'sorim. Person says, I want to bring a mincha, take a nedava to bring a mincha, but I want my mincha to come from sa'orim. What's the halacha? So yavi min achitim, the Tanakhama tells us, bring min achitim. There's no concept. You can never, the Torah doesn't allow you to bring a nedava from the sa'orim. So we do the next best thing is to bring from achitim. So he brings some achitim. Kemach, let's say he says, I want to bring a mincha from Kemach. Well, we don't have Kemach, rather yavi solas. So, what's the difference between kemach and solas? Solas, I think, is finer flour, right? Okay. So, from the sorum, it can't be, you cannot have to bring kemach. You have to bring very finely sifted flour. So, you don't bring kemach, rather you bring solas. Let's say a person says, shelo b'shem levana. He wants to bring a nadava without any oil, and without any of the the levana, rather, any of the frankincense, I think they define that as. So, the halacha is, yavino b'shem levana. No, because you can't bring a mincha nadava without those important factors. So you bring those. The guy says chatzi isaron, yavi isaron shalim. You can't bring a half isaron. So when he says a half isaron, he really means a full isaron. The guy says isaron mech, I want to bring one and a half. That also doesn't work. He has to be yavi shanaim. He has to bring two. So whenever a person says something that doesn't make sense in the Torah, so we go to the next best thing that does work in the framework of the Torah. That's all according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Shimon Poter, Shalom Hisnadiv Keder Chametav, he argues that since the person did not take a Nadava the way he's supposed to take a Nadava, the entire statement's thrown out the window and he's not obligated to bring anything at all. So, Man Tana Dichyamar Re Alai Mina Mincha, Alai Mincha Minasar Mivim Minachitim. Who is the opinion behind the statement of this mission, Minachos? If I say I want to bring a Mincha from Misorim, I have to bring one from Chitim. Who allows me to do that? Amar explains, Amar Chizki explains, Mimachlokas Shnuya. This is really a found, it's Machlokas about this. Who Beishamahi? This must be the opinion of Beishamai. Why? is a lav amri beishamai. Does beishamai not say ki amri mina grogos mina dvela hareze nazir? He says, when you, even though you say mina grogos mina dvela, even though you qualify your statement, we don't care about your qualification. Since you said the word hareini nazir, you are a nazir. So to hear Hachanami also, ki amri mina sorim, once you qualify your mincha, which type of mincha you say mina sorim, we don't care about the qualification, mevi mina chitim. So it must be beishamai is the opinion of the Tanakhama. That's all according to Chizki's understanding of this mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan says differently. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tema Divri Akol? No. You could say that this Mishnah goes according to all opinions, even Beis Hillel. Why? Be'omer Ilu Ha'isi Yodeh She'en Nodin Kach Lo Nadarti Kach El Kach. Had I known that what I said was incorrect, had I known the halacha, you can't bring from Sa'orim, I would have said Menachitim. So let my Nedava take place. So even Beis Hillel would allow you to say this. Because this halacha, again, had I known better, I would have said it in the correct way. Interesting statement. But the Maaseh, he didn't say it. How does that work? According to Beis Hillel. Look at the side for a second here. Aha. So the question is, so why here by this case does Beis Hillel think you can make a statement since he said Minasorim it could work for Nachitim? Because he made a mistake. Had he known otherwise, he would have said something different. So why then by the Nazirus, the guy says Minagrogos, can you say the same thing? Oh, I didn't know that Minagrogos. So had I known you don't take a Nazirus Minagrogos, I would have said Minayayin. So why don't we say the Nazirus is Chal there? They point out here because when it comes to Nazirus, people don't make mistakes. Grogos for Nazirus. No one thinks. Everyone knows Nazirus is about wine. No one would ever say that. So the fact that he says Grogos is clearly telling us he's qualifying his statement. When it comes to Sa'orim and Chita, those two are so similar, so therefore it's very possible that a person could make such a mistake. That since this person makes a talus, we could view, even though he said Sa'orim, he really meant Chitim. And that's why by Nedav it will work, but not by Nazirus. That's how the Tosas and Rush explain this. Gemara now says, according to Chizkiya, we really should do chazar on these because these are hard. So Gemara says now, Amr Chizkiya lo am lo shanu elashamar minasorim. This is only true if you say minasorim because it's very likely to confuse the orim and chitim. Actually, I remember the first time I went. No, I only went one time actually. A year ago, June, I went cutting wheat. So I went to these fields. So first we started going to one of these fields, and someone said, no, those are barley. So what do we know? So barley there. You need to go to the wheat over there. So there's obviously a difference. I just don't know what the difference is. Once I was taught, I saw the clear difference between the two of them. It's very likely a person could confuse the two. I'm sure I've never seen barley flour. I'm sure it could be easily confused with wheat flour. So those two get confused. And therefore, if a person said Minhas Sa'orim, so it's very possible he meant Minachitim. He therefore would have to bring in a davar from Minachitim. But, says Chizkiya, Aval, if a person says Amar min ha'dashim from lentils, lo ma'isi v'lo klum, that doesn't make any sense because no one's going to confuse lentils with wheat. So if he says adashim, he really meant adashim, and we can't say had I known otherwise, I would have said chitim. No, not true. And since you can't bring a mincha from adashim, the guy is completely exempt from bringing anything. So Gemara says, now wait a second. Let's understand the opinion of Chizkiya. Michli, Chizkiya kiman mokin la masizim. Who does he explain our Mishnah like? The Mishnah of Menachos, he thinks, is authored by Beis Shammai. Remember, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah of Menachos, told us that if you say Menasorim, you could bring Menachitim. Because he felt like Beis Shammai, who holds we view sentences as fragments. And since a person's Ein Motzi Dvarim Levatala, and since he said the word Harei Alai Nedava, Mincha Nedava, he has to bring Nedava, even though later he qualifies with Sorim, we don't view the Sorim as being relevant. So he authored the Mishnah of Menachos. But v'ha'dashim legave minchas kigrogos legave nazir dami. But isn't a dashim, when you use a dashim to qualify your mincha, no different than using grogos to qualify nazirus? And yet, kamer beishamai havi nazir. Beishamai holds by nazirus. If you say minagrogos, the minagrogos is meaningless, and you're still a nazir. So therefore, when you say minadashim, it shouldn't make a difference either. You should still have to bring a proper mincha. Saying harela mincha, min ha'dashim, the minadashim should be completely irrelevant according to beishamai. So how could Chizkiya come along and say, if you say Minadashim, you're Pater Lagamre from the Mincha? So Gemara says, Hadar Bei Chizkiya. Chizkiah retracted his statement. He was chozer. His initial qualification of distinguishing between Seorim and Hadashim, that qualification no longer exists. He agrees. Even if you say Harelai Mincha Min Hadashim, you still have to bring a minute from the Mincha. Because he thinks Beis Shammai authored that Mishnah, and Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir that ain't other motzi devarav levatala, and therefore once you say Harelai Mincha, you bring the Mincha, even though later you say Min Hadashim. So Mar asks, Vamai Hadarbe? Why did he retract? Why was he chozer? So Rav explains, Masnisin Kshise. There's a difficulty in the way the mission presented itself. Why? My irya ditana minasorim. Why did the mission give an example of sorim? If a guy takes a nidava to bring nisorim, you have to bring minachitim. Lisem in adashim. The mission could have just as likely used a example of adashim. If a guy took a mincha from adashim and nidava from adashim, he has to bring chitim. Why didn't the mission give that example? So Elasavar Chizkiah, the Chizkiah therefore said, because of this choice of examples that the Mishnah used, Chizkiah learned, Ki kamar Beis Shammai hasam ku Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Shammai really holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that of the Mishnah. Let's put this together now. Aha. When I said Chizkiah retracted, I said the wrong thing. He actually retracted, Tosfos tells us, retracted from saying that Beis Shammai authored the Mishnah. He says not true anymore. Beis Shammai did not author the Mishnah. It must be, I guess, that Rabbi Yehuda authored the Mishnah. So what Chizkiah holds is that when Beis Shammai held Amen Nazir Min HaGrogros and Nechal of Isser, he held like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding that not that you're Nazir when you say Harini Nazir Min HaGrogros, it's a neder that you took upon yourself that you cannot have Grogros or Dvela. And that being the case now, the Mishnah in Menachos also, Chizkiah could still say that Beis Shammai is the author of the Mishnah Menachos, but within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, not within the world of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Right, so he says that, again, Chizkiah understands, according to Beis Shammai, within Rabbi Yehuda, when you say Minah Grogros, it's really just simply another. So too, in the Mishnah, Menachos, when you say Minah Sorim, it's possible a person makes a mistake with Minah Sorim, and therefore, it really means Minah Chitim. But if you say Minah Adashim, Adashim have nothing to do, nobody confuses Adashim with Chitim, and therefore, you're Pater Lagamer. Because this understanding of Beis Shammai is working within the understanding that we don't only take into account the first statement, but Rabbi Yehuda thinks we take into account the entire statement, and the Minah Grogros does in fact qualify the first statement. So too by Menachos, the Minah Sorim does impact the first statement, but Minah Dashim doesn't. Okay, it's a bit confusing. It requires some Chazara. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Minah Dashim. No, not true. Even if a person were to say Harela Mincha Minah Dashim, that too would obligate him to bring Hadashim. Okay, he thinks the fact that the Mishnah used the example of Sorum is Lav Dafka, it could have Enachanami used the example of Hadashim as well. But ask the Gemara, V'ha Rabbi Yochanan Hudamar Be'omer Ilu Ha'isi Yodeh Shein Notun Kach Lo Nadarti Kach Ela Kach. But doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold the Svara, had I known you can't take a nether like this, I would have taken a nether the right way? This is a question. That statement only makes sense with Chita Tzorin because people can confuse the two. But to say Adashim, had I known you don't take one like Adashim, you have to take one with Chitim, nobody can confuse the two. You can't say, had I known this, I would have said it that way. It doesn't work that way with Adashim and Chitim. So therefore, how could Rabbi Yochanan hold that Min Adashim would also, if you say Min Adashim, that would also require a nether? So explain to Rabbi Yochanan, Lidvarav de Chizki Hudramar. He's working within the world of Chizkiah. According to me, Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason why the Tanakhama thinks that if I say Minhas Sa'orim, you bring from Minachitim is because had I known better, I would have said the right way. Because Chitim and Sa'orim are confused with each other. But Minadashim are not confused with Chitim, so therefore it doesn't work. But I think within the world of Chizkiah, I think Chizkiah should hold, if you say Minadashim, it should work. The Mincha should be Chal. Why? At my time, Kahadarte Becha, you Chizkiah, why were you Choser? Bishum dulo katani min adashim. Your whole reason was because the Mishnah didn't give the example of minadashim. And since it didn't give the example of minadashim, you felt compelled to say that must be minadashim won't create a nether. Maybe it's not true. Maybe really minadashim, the same halach would apply. Ah, so why didn't the Mishnah use this minhadashim as an example? It was a lomibai kiyamar minhadashim demaisi mincha mal yasa diklamemar mihader huda haderbei v'tavas lashim rishon. No, he didn't have to teach the halacha of minhadashim. Why? Because it's possible to say he was chozer. Aha. Point being, when the guy said Hareini Aleich Mincha, that was already a Kabbalah. It was already in the Nedava. Ah, so what do you mean when he said Minadashim later on? Minadashim, he was just trying to hose there. It was just quickly, Minadashim, trying to retract quickly. It was a clear, very bad attempt at a Chazara. And therefore, it's Pasha, the guy has to bring a Mincha. There's no question about it. Nobody had in mind initially to bring a Minadashim. Who brings Minadashim to the Mizbeach? So therefore, Minadashim was a very weak attempt at being chozer. It's Vadeh Karban. You didn't have to teach me that halacha. But Ella, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Ella Ki Amar Minasorim, Vadeh Dehachi Kamar. But when he said mincha, if he wants to bring a mincha minasorim, that's very likely he had that in mind. Maybe he really meant minasorim, and therefore he shouldn't have to bring a chitim. It was really a nedava betas. And vadei halchi kamar ikadshe kminchas omer. He wanted to bring it. The minchas omer comes from the sora, so that was a real attempt to bring a sora carbon. And since there's no such thing as a nedava from the sora, maybe he should be completely pater. Oh, Kaminchasota Tikdash, or Minchasota also comes from Sa'ura. So maybe he had in mind to either use the model of a Sota or the model of a Omer. Or Elo, or maybe not. Or maybe it shouldn't be Chal at all. That was the Suffolk, we don't know. So the halach is that that's what the Mishnah had to teach me, Kamash Blan, the Maisim Nachitim. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us that no, you have to bring from Nachitim. Again, it's Pashut, Rabbi Yochanan explained, according to Yuchizkia, you don't have to say Minadashim doesn't work. You could even say Minadashim works. But the Mishnah didn't say that because it was so obvious. The guy tried saying Minadashim, it was really obvious he was trying to make an attempt at exempting himself from his first statement of Harela Mincha. But it doesn't work that way. But maybe if he said Harela Mincha Minasorim, you would have thought that maybe he really was trying to bring from the Sorim, like we have by Mincha Sot and Mincha Somer. And therefore, since no Nedava comes from Sorim, maybe he should really be be Pater. Kamash Milan that he's chayv to bring. And that's why the Mishnah taught that case only. And that's how Yochanan explains according to Chizkiah. Okay. So stop here. Again, very, very confusing daf. Oh, I can even make downstairs.